WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present the Ivan Raiklin Report with retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan served 25 years in the Department of Defense, Intel and Special Operations Communities, and DTRA as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor on active duty, reserves and National Guard across 5 states. Most recently, he was an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intelligence intel community and international partners about intelligence analysis, national security, and multinational operations. And now, here is your host, Ivan Raiklin.
Folks, I don't even remember what day of the week it is today. It's been a whirlwind. Whew! A lot of winning going on, and a lot more winning about to happen. All right, little update. So last weekend, we're at Doral, and I bumped into someone, and that someone added me into a support group in order to learn more about the situation as it applies to Marine Lance Corporal Catherine Arnett. So I read and reviewed some of the articles published by an account on Telegram called Terminal CWO. And then I read some more details and more and more. And then I contacted her mother. And that's what really, it touched the heart. It angered me. And I thought to myself, you know what? No one's stepping up other than a few folks in her local proximity. No one really publicly is coming out there. Terminal CWO, a couple other folks that I suspect don't want to be named. But if they do, I'd be happy to give kudos where kudos are due. Anyway, behind the scenes, a couple patriots organized on their own, taking action, initiative-based, and then reached out to their network, hit up Eddie Gallagher and then Pipe Hitter Organization, pipehitterfoundation.org, and said, you know what? We're going to help this brave, courageous, I call her warrior princess, Catherine Arnett. If you have no clue who she is, let me remind you, or let me introduce you for the first time. Marine served in Okinawa, Japan. Due to her deeply held religious convictions and other reasons, I suspect, like the rest of us, she thought that those emergency use authorized DNA mutilators, myocarditis makers, heart exploders, the clot shots, and in some instances, the death jabs were something that were totally in contravention of all of her beliefs. So what did the Marine Corps do? Well, let's back up. The FBI, headed up by Christopher Wray, made sure that they were weaponizing the government to censor all information that was being promoted that actually showed the evidence that these things were not safe and effective. And they canceled the accounts that were expressing those pieces of evidence and instead were promoting, essentially being good little Nazi brand ambassadors on behalf of Big Pharma so that as many people as possible would buy into the clot shots, the DNA mutilating injections, the emergency use authorized, unsafe, and worthless products. And so while that was going on in the court of public opinion via big tech and big media was being sponsored in order to promote these products, since their sponsors were those companies that were trying to inject you with that product, what happened over at the FBI? Well, they continue to censor and they continue to manipulate the entire psyche of a nation to include its executive branch institutions, which were now at this point captured by a lawless, belligerent Chinese Communist Party ambassador and his appointees. But while all that was going on, And everybody up and down the chain of command was being good little Nazis and complying with the CCP-19 unlawful, unconstitutional, immoral, unethical mandate of a product that is absolutely worthless, it's being shown. I haven't seen much evidence to showcase that it had any efficacy. Everybody that I know that allowed for this injection to take place had some sort of a side effect, had some sort of an injury, some of them minor and some of them very major. And unfortunately, others had a significant side effect known as death, also known as murder on behalf of the clot shot companies, the main clot shot distribution companies. And what was the first institution that implemented these clot shots in America and forced them on everybody, or at least tried to force them on everybody? But several people had the courage, the tenacity, the critical thinking, the early research skills to say, you know what, my risk profile against the Wuhan CCP-19 lab incident initiated bio-release, my immune system is fairly robust. And so those individuals that knew that and did the critical thinking thought to themselves, you know what, the risk of these heart exploders is probably unnecessary to take that risk when you also know that there are methods and mechanisms for therapeutics in order to mitigate the impacts of the Wuhan CCP-19, Wuhan Institute of Virology lab incident bio-release. And so what did folks that had critical thinking skills do? Well, they thought, you know what? This ain't my cup of tea. You're not putting that in me. But what did the compliant good little Nazis in the Marine Corps and the rest of the DOD do? They saw a little mandate come through from the acting fake Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And that Lloyd Austin, who is one of the big brand ambassadors for Big Pharma, as you've seen him, with his face, his double face toileted asphyxiation, they call them masks, and then his face shield, total coward, total toxic, feckless coward. And then what else? Just totally, I'm sure he was getting PCR tests every second of the day and then getting booster shots probably every other day. And then, you know, being a good little compliant Nazi boy. Yep. Problem is, you got critical thinkers in the force as well. Unfortunately, you didn't have that many, but you had enough. You had enough to push back. And then you had those amidst a culture of compliance, of blind compliance, lemmings being walked off the plank into the cauldron. We're just going ahead and it was just, hey, I had to do this. I had to take it. I had to take this thing because I had to travel. Otherwise, I wouldn't have met the readiness requirements and goals. Guess what? You are complicit in a sense as well. For dereliction of duty. The more senior that you are, the more of a responsibility it was incumbent on you to identify and determine whether or not what you were doing and implementing when the demand signal was so high against these myocarditis-making clot shots from the force, to include from the lower enlisted ranks, such as Lance Corporal Catherine Arnett. What did you do instead, Marine Corps leadership? You dug your hole. You doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down when the evidence was shifting and more people were realizing what was mandated was absolutely toxic nonsense. But you have brave people like Catherine Arnett. What did she do? She's just trying to be a Marine. She doesn't want anything to do with the unlawful mandate and its implementation thereof. just trying to be left alone, doing her job, and then exercising her religious freedoms. But guess what? Because you're a little good little Nazi, what did you do? You started to try to get her, force her into medical rape procedure. And guess what, folks? You put her in the brig for 113 days, you're going to get at least that. So before I continue, I want to motivate you with a quick video. Mr. Producer, let's start off with this video. And before you press play, I want to kind of tee it up. What you're about to watch is we are circling the wagons to retake the lawless executive branch. Oh, I'm being told that the video hasn't been uploaded yet. Okay. If you want to, we'll go to a quick little commercial break while you figure it out. I'm going to take a little quick break myself, and then we'll pick up on the other side.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team of experts, and we developed Extractgevity. Extractgevity is an all-natural energy and health supplement. An all-natural energy and health supplement. I take it every day, and I have for years. It comes in a powder form. You mix it with water and enjoy. It includes bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, red wine extract, and pine bark extract, along with vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Go do your own homework on the benefits of these supplements. And then you can order it at WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357, or at WVWTVstore.com. I've been taking it every day for years. In fact, a lot of times in the afternoon, I take a glassful because it is that all-natural energy and health supplement. Now, of course, I got to throw out that disclaimer that this product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA, is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But we invite you to check it out at WVWTVstore.com and enjoy Extractgevity, just as I do every day. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and the MyPillow 2.0 is now available. This has new cooling technology that was not available when Mike first invented the original MyPillow. It's the MyPillow 2.0. Now, you can order it and get one free when you use the powerful promo code WVW. You not only get savings when you use that promo code at MyPillow.com, but a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep the free programs rolling here at WVW-TV. So we all benefit when you shop at MyPillow.com and use the promo code, please, WVW. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, robes, even the entire bed frame, they can ship that to you. Did you know you can get a mattress in a box shipped to your front door? It's all available at MyPillow.com. But please, use the promo code WVW. You get savings, we get credit, and it is a big part of our general operating budget. Let's go to a wide shot. It's so common for you to see Delta laying on her MyPillow pet bed. Why don't you get one for your pet, the MyPillow pet bed? But please, use the promo code WVW for savings, and we get credit. We all win when we shop at MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
All right. So what you're about to see is, it's actually a really nice, somebody put this together, sent it to me, 9-minute video, and it's literally, just watch it, and I'm gonna do a call to action here at the end in order to support Catherine Arnett so that she can go on total lawfence. We need to circle the wagons to get behind and support our sister, our daughter, our niece, whatever you want to call her. I call her Warrior Princess. Let's take a look.
We'll be right back. with all your presence, you've drawn a line in the sand. Be prepared to defend your position, because some of us are free Americans and we would rather die on our feet than live on our knees. You want to get a vaccine? Get it. If you don't, don't. That's called freedom. Freedom is what's at stake. And some of us are prepared to carry that fight with every drop of our blood.
Freely,
without any mental reservation,
without any mental reservation,
or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully, discharge the duties, of the office on which I am about to enter,
of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Where we go one, we go all.
Like I was muted there briefly. So hopefully that resonated with you as it resonated with me. Thank you for whoever put that together. And essentially, we're, I think, at a pivot this week. We're seeing a massive national shift occurring in the court of public opinion. The mandates have been proven to be completely lawless. The Twitter files have shown that, right? The Twitter files have shown the censorship scheme and campaign by the FBI, and then we're about to get into the whole DHS component of it in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be fully exposed. The strategic pivot and shift is moving totally in Patriots' direction. And I think at this point, we need to make sure that we are those that receive the biggest pain and brunt of the last 3 years of these lawless, particularly in the last 2+ years, the lawless activity of the illegitimate and lawless executive branch. We need to elevate them. We need to make sure that they're in a position of strength, in the strongest position they've ever been in their entire lives. And so with that, I sent you the link, Mr. Producer. If you can somehow post that up underneath the Chiron or below in the lower third, I'm not sure how that works. Can you place the link of where people can assist? We're currently trying to get Catherine Arnett. Remember, she was left out there by the Marine Corps after 113 days of being in pretrial detention. Remember, the J6 political prisoners, the hostages of the political war that we're currently in, most of them at the most committed a trespass, right? An offense of about $50. Catherine Arnett did absolutely nothing except for trying to exercise her First Amendment. And for that, she was massively punished and placed in pretrial confinement for 113 days. And when enough of us started to find out about her, well, guess what? Within a span, I was shocked. I mean, because I was literally starting to get the wagons prepped. As I was prepping the wagons, they just dumped her in the middle of California, lawless territory, from my perspective, totally ungoverned territory, California, in a criminal safe haven. And they just dumped her with nothing, no phone, no money. Since January 23rd, they've not paid her nothing. And they just dump her out in the middle of the street with nothing. Guess what? At the end of this, they're going to have nothing because they already have no moral ground to stand on, no ethical ground to stand on, and everybody's going to see the lawless activity that was done against Catherine Arnett, which is a warrior princess, total legend, by not bending a single knee and continuing to withstand the barrage. And with her faith, and God bless her mom, she was able to withstand it, is now a free woman as of 2 days ago. But we need to support her to get her on her feet. I mean, she literally has no clothes other than the uniform that she was dropped off with. No toiletries, absolutely nothing. This is disgusting. This is what your lawless executive branch that's totally illegitimate is doing. And I said this when I was on Tucker and all the other shows. This is an illegitimate, belligerent regime currently occupying the White House and some of these other executive branches. Why? Because every one of you that did not push back were good little Nazis. You better look yourself in the mirror and you better start participating. Otherwise, it's going to be worse, right? It's going to get worse. So with that, please support her. We're trying to get her legal. This is going to be part of her legal defense fund as well. Let's get her up on her feet and so that she can pivot and go on absolute lawfence. PipeHitterFoundation.org. Eddie Gallagher's foundation. Thanks for stepping up. He's getting behind this, and he has helped coordinate attorneys, both civilian and military, to go ahead and start conducting lawfence. But obviously, it's going to require some financial support so we can get her in the strongest position possible. So if you can throw a couple bucks in there, I'm going to probably donate another one today. So with that, Raiklin report over, and today's showing was dedicated to Catherine Arnett, and I might be doing this for a couple days until we get to that $100,000 that we're trying to raise for her legal offense fund. All right. Thanks, guys.